Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine's capital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Explosions in and around Kyiv early this morning.
The targets again appeared to be civilians. Apartment buildings were among the targets hit. We are awaiting confirmation on the numbers of casualties.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in the capital says many other cities have also been bombarded.
Volnovakha in southern Ukraine, block by block, street by street, they have been reduced to little more than rubble.
Many Ukrainians keep fleeing that horror. The International Organization for Migration says more than 3 million have left the country. There are more talks expected today, but Ukraine's demanding a ceasefire. Leaders of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic will go to Ukraine today to show European support. A manhunt in two cities and attacks on homeless men appears to be over. Fox's Tanya J. Powers, live here in New York.
Dave, Washington, D.C. police say they arrested a man early this morning in connection with the shootings of at least five homeless men there and in New York City this month. Two of those men were killed. D.C. police say the man accused in the shootings was taken in for questioning early today. He's being interviewed. The shooting started in Washington on March 3rd when a homeless man was shot in the northeast part of the district, followed by incidents on March 8th and 9th in the same area. It continued in New York City on Saturday with two more shootings. Police say ballistic evidence shows the same gun was used in each incident. Dave.
Tony, the gas price spike has stopped. It's actually down a penny today, though AAA's national average for regular steel near a record high, almost $4.32 per gallon.
The current spike in gas prices is largely the fault of Vladimir Putin. It has nothing to do with the American Rescue Plan.
President Biden blaming Russia's invasion. Republicans have blamed Biden energy and spending policies for a pre-invasion price surge. And perhaps this will help. Oil's price keeps falling, down 6% today to $97 a barrel. Last week it was $130. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Did Russia ask China for help, economic and military support? That has been reported, but China denies it.
Chinese assistance to Russia's war effort in Ukraine would be met with severe consequences from the U.S. and allies, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says.
In terms of what those specifics look like, we would coordinate with our partners and allies to make that determination.
Psaki says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan relayed that message to a top Chinese diplomat over the course of a several hours long meeting in Rome.
It was an intense 7-hour session reflecting the gravity of the moment.
That meeting, long planned, took place as the U.S. has warned NATO and Asian allies China could provide military and economic support to Russia. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Idaho may join Texas's lead restricting abortion. The state legislature's passed a bill to ban most abortions at 6 weeks, allowing people to sue an abortion provider. Texas's law has been challenged by the Justice Department and others in cases still being heard in courts. There's a new law in Oklahoma, or rather Mississippi.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves assigned a law banning critical race theory or CRT-linked lessons in the classroom. The Republican rejects accusations that he's trying to whitewash history.
Both the good and the bad should be taught in our schools. Period.
Critical race theory is an academic framework that alleges racism is largely built into most aspects of American policies and laws. Opponents of banning those teachings argue it's largely a college-level course and not even taught in K-12 schools. Supporters of the ban say CRT-linked lessons are being taught to children and dividing classrooms based on race. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Fed will start a two-day meeting today to assess the economy ahead of an expected interest rate hike tomorrow. On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly. We'll get a report on inflation at the wholesale level next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.